its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Finally today, we leave you with a glimpse of the past and a hope for the future. When the Michigan State Medical Society moved into its East Lansing headquarters back in 1959, a letter was buried into the cornerstone of the building. It was written by Dr. Gordon H. Scott, who was then the dean of the Wayne State University Medical School. Yesterday, in honor of the Society's 150th anniversary, that letter was opened. Current State was there to hear past Society President Dr. James Grant read aloud a prediction for medicine in the 21st century.
To whom it may concern, in the year 2000, the medical profession will be doing what they have done since the beginnings of time. They will still be attempting, with no success whatever, to divorce themselves from every important social change. They will continue to deny that the problems they create should claim their attention in the future. In 2000 AD, society will be told that it must provide the answers to overpopulation, the aging population, the senseless prolonging of human misery, and every genetic ill that interference with natural selection can bring. The doctor's role as the pampered darling of civilization will not have been relinquished. He said it, not me. Doctors will still need to have this strutting upon the stage, applauded constantly by their value recognized not only in respect, but in things which surround them. Physicians will still be physicians in 2000 AD and will be a vital element of living that we can almost afford. Gordon H. Scott, PhD, Dean.
When Dr. Grant finished reading the letter from 1959, the incoming Medical Society president, Dr. David Krovsky, stepped forward with a set of predictions that won't be read again until the year 2065.
So here's just a few of the predictions. Technology will change healthcare dramatically, including the creation of cellular-based imaging. Malignant diseases such as cancer, as well as chronic deteriorating diseases like diabetes, arthritis, asthma, and the like, will disappear. Identification devices will be implanted at birth. We'll see genetic manipulation. We'll see universal healthcare. Preterm birth will have been eradicated, and new categories of care professionals will emerge, including preventionists. It'll be very interesting 50 years from now when those who come after us open this time capsule and see how close we were to the mark.
Doctors James Grant and David Krovsky of the Michigan State Medical Society there reading a letter from 1959 and sealing a new writing that will be opened in another 50 years.